For KBIA, I'm Heather Adams. When Part B of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act passed in 2006, there was a push for inclusive education. Nationally, many separate state-funded schools for the disabled closed, but Missouri still has 34. KBIA investigated if the state really is the last to have these schools and what that means for students in a five-part series, asking, has this law been successful?
I have a son named Corey. Almost 3 years ago, he was hurt at school. There just wasn't enough evidence. The bruises, they said, could have came from anywhere.
When Nadia was 5 years old, I recorded the classroom and found that the employees were eating her food. They let her choke. They were calling her a crybaby, even though she was nonverbal.
For Steven, it was more getting a teacher and support personnel that were willing to work with him. The little one was more of pushing him hard enough for academics.
We were constantly fighting this unending battle that every day it was just a stressful situation, and the teachers got to the point that they really didn't want to communicate with us.
You just heard from Tara Heidinger, Estelle Singletary, Alice Murdoch, and Gwendolyn Brown, four moms from different states who all have one thing in common. They've all had to fight to get their children with special needs the free, appropriate education they deserve. Their stories are exactly why IDEA was passed, but the language in this law isn't clear on how schools can and should implement it. Lara Wakefield works as a consultant for parents struggling to navigate public schools' special education programs. She says while everyone has been so focused on the term inclusion, meaning bringing students with disabilities into the regular public school classroom, the idea itself is not written into the laws.
Inclusion is a philosophy and a concept. It just says least restrictive environment, so that's all the schools have to do.
In Missouri, the state schools aren't integrated into public school systems. They are separate, regional schools that serve only students with severe mental and physical disabilities. Stephen Barr, Assistant Commissioner of the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, says while this may not be ideal, the state is trying to give families options.
We don't want to create a separate educational system for students with disabilities. No one does. But if we're going to put kids in the classroom, we also have a responsibility to ensure that the child can survive and thrive in that educational environment. Otherwise, what's the benefit to the child?
Besides, Barr says, Missouri may be the only state with completely government-funded separate schools, but there are plenty of others with loopholes.
We are not as different as people might perceive. Many other states, at least 20, have regional schools. So they are all around the region, and then they contract somebody to operate these schools. But they're either fully or partially funded by the state.
Melody Musgrove, who directs special education programs for the U.S. Department of Education, says not all families in Missouri take issue with the separate schools.
You know, if parents don't want their children in an inclusive setting, I don't think anyone can force them, you know, into that. So it's kind of depends on the culture and the norms within a state.
The bottom line is these children deserve a free public education that suits their needs, whatever those may be, says Missouri State Representative Elaine Gannon.
These students deserve to be a part of society as much as you and I do. We need to make it so that they have access to whatever it's going to take to make them successful in life.
So is including separate schools helping Missouri ensure children's success? There isn't really one straight answer.
I guess Missouri's behind times. I don't know. I'm just going to be real honest with you. I don't have an answer for that.
Long story short, special education is complicated. Stay tuned to our series, where next week we'll dive into the history of special education. With producer Heather Adams, I'm Ashley Reese.